Okay. Okay, now we have Linus De Meijer with shorter feedback loops with Livebook. Give it up.
All right. Thank you. Can everybody hear me? Yeah. To my surprise, I am the first and only Belgian here presenting. I can welcome you all here. Maybe the first question that I want to ask, which is the most important one, who is hungry right now? All right. Sorry, I cannot help with that. But another question I would like to ask is, who has heard of Livebook? Who knows what it is, more or less? Yeah, okay, it's a lot of people. Who has worked with Livebook professionally or has it on their computer? Okay, less people, but there are some. If you want to follow along, and if you already installed Livebook, then you can go to my GitHub repository. I have a little notebook prepared. And I'll try to switch back and forth between this presentation and the Livebook. All right, the goals of today would be to introduce you to Livebook, to make sure you all understand what it is, how you can get it, how you install it, the various options. And then I think the most interesting part is how I used it in three different cases and what I learned from using it in a real project. And underneath all this, I hope I can bring across the message that Livebook really helps to start somewhere in the middle. So you don't spend time scaffolding an application and then just after a few days or hours get to the most interesting part. So Livebook enables you to start in the middle. That's my main message here. Whenever you start Livebook, you're greeted with an introduction page. At the top, you see your folder structure. There is a very nice learning section. And at the bottom, there you have your sessions. So you will import a Livebook often, and then a session will appear, and you can hook into that. So you can that's actually what we are going to do here. I'm going to go to my notebook that I just prepared here. I just wanted to point out, if you are just starting with Livebook, there is a very good learning section. So please go through these. Also, if you're learning Elixir, it's a very good way to familiarize yourself with Elixir. And it also covers things like how you make pretty graphs or how you would use the Keanu library, which is the one that is used to actually interact with your Livebook. It's all just Markdown. So it uses those, you can see here, it uses these code fences with the Elixir annotation. So it's very easy to check into your GitHub repository and make sure you can review it if you want. GitHub also recently added the feature that it nicely formats your Livebooks. They have the extension LiveMD, so it integrates nicely with your version control system. The basics. We have code cells, which can be executed. They contain your code. And the first one is a little bit special in the sense that it often contains your setup. So you can pull in all your dependencies. So you can use the mix install function. And I'm going to use a few here, not too many. But I'll go over these once they become relevant. So right here, we have our first code cell. We can just execute it. Takes a while to just start up, but then we can go. It is being evaluated. You can see the green dot, so it's being evaluated. And you have all those nice features that you can expect from an IDE. So you can ask it to autocomplete. if you control space one more time, you get all the documentation that is for that function. So you get a lot of help editing your code here. The result is being printed down below here, and you also have the ability to, like I did here actually, to put stuff, and that's also being printed underneath your code cell. So that's very nice. And yeah, maybe the most, or a very important feature at least, it's that you can interleave your code blocks with